Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I am pleased that our guest today is Chris Mayo, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. Chris, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Tim. Great to be here.
So this Office 365 thing.
Right.
It's an exciting announcement.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, we announced Office 365, which is the next version of Microsoft Online Services. So it's our communication and collaboration platform running in the cloud. So what we announced is new versions of SharePoint Online, Link Online, Exchange Online, and now included with the subscription the option to get Office Professional Plus as part of the subscription. But they're all updated to the 2010 versions, running on a new cloud infrastructure, versions for small business, versions for enterprise, and versions for education.
So is it safe to say that this is like getting current with the client Office platform, just running it in the cloud?
Yeah. So
there's more features than just that.
Right. So yeah, we're upgrading all of the services to the 2010 releases, which is really exciting from not only a feature perspective. So getting, like, for example, all the SharePoint 2010 features with SharePoint Online, but also for us as developers, it's really exciting in the fact that the developer story comes along with that.
So let's talk about the developer story. You know, those Visual Studio folks did a darn good job in 10 giving us some help to build SharePoint apps. Is that stuff relevant in the Office 365 world?
Absolutely. So if you take, like, SharePoint Online as an example, so Visual Studio 2010, the new project item templates, the new packaging, the new designers, the ability to F5 debug and stuff like that, all of that comes along with SharePoint Online development. Now, there are some differences as far as differences of what features are actually supported when moved to the cloud. There's also some differences in the fact that since we're in a multi-tenant environment, so a cloud service, you know, you can't deploy full trust solutions. No one's going to let you walk up to our cloud data centers and change web.config or deploy something to GAC or something like that.
Can't edit web.config.
Exactly. But the partial trust code story is very, very good now that we have sandbox solutions with 2010. So you can do a lot of really interesting work in a sandbox solution, F5 debug it against a local instance of SharePoint to do all your debugging and confirmation and stuff like that, package it up as a WSP, and actually just upload it directly into the cloud with the solution gallery, and then deploy the features.
Deploy it like that.
Exactly.
Interesting. Now, you've been talking about publicly the SharePoint as a platform.
Right.
What do you mean by that? That's a bold statement.
Yeah. So, I mean, SharePoint as a platform, you do have the opportunity to do some really interesting things. Like I had mentioned, sandbox solutions, client object model, so creating rich internet applications with Silverlight and JavaScript, uploading those packages to run in the cloud. But also things like via Silverlight calling out to Azure Web Services or via the App Fabric Service Bus to reach out to services that are running on-premise, accessing SQL Azure. There's lots of great opportunities to build solutions that run not only in SharePoint Online in the cloud, but also integrate other cloud properties like with Azure.
Outstanding. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah.
What's the timing of all this?
Yeah, so we're in beta right now. We've got about 1,000 or so customers that are in the first wave of the tap. They're actually testing the product as a product. And then we're working really closely with about 30 companies in a program called Metro to actually get feedback and get people building on the platform. So a lot of the larger ISVs that we're working with to get them up in SharePoint Online, building products so we can do some, you know, co-launch and co-release stuff. Actually, next quarter is going to be general availability of the service. So when GA happens, you'll either be able to, if you have the service today, start to opt into getting the upgrade. Or if you sign up for new service, it'll be the new Office 365 version, again, based on, you know, SharePoint 2010, Exchange 2010, Link 2010, and then the option to get Office as part of the subscription as well.
Awesome. Outstanding. It's exciting times for you, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming, Chris. I really appreciate this.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching.